Kelly, U.S. Maritime critical to national economic security. Washington, a predictably enthusiastic reception greeted Arizona Senator Mark Kelly as he brought his campaign for legislation aimed at revitalizing American maritime fortunes to a gathering of U.S. port executives on Capitol Hill. Introduced in April 2025, the Bipartisan Ships for America Act proposes a comprehensive approach for oversight and funding to update U.S. maritime strategy. It addresses making U.S. flag vessels globally competitive to rebuilding domestic shipbuilding capacity and training a new maritime workforce. The legislation is co-sponsored by Senator Todd Young, Republican Indiana, and Representative Trent Kelly, Republican Mississippi, and Representative John Garamendi, Democrat California. "The maritime industry matters to our entire economy," said Kelly in a keynote address to the American Association of Port Authorities Legislative Summit March 5. Acknowledging his adoptive home state has no ports, and it doesn't, and #8217, T matter where you live. It has an effect on you. The Democratic son of a suburban police chief traces his personal maritime connections to his grandfather, who served in the Merchant Marine aboard a Liberty ship during World War II. At the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy, Kelly worked on cargo ships and graduated with a third assistant engineer's license. He went on to serve as a fighter pilot in the U.S. Navy, flying combat missions in the Gulf War before he and his twin brother, Scott, were selected as astronauts in 1996. Kelly, 62, flew four shuttle missions for NASA. "I understand how critical the maritime industry is to our national and economic security," he said. "More than 80% of goods imported into this country come by sea, through our ports, making the maritime domain critical to our economic well-being. The problem is, as a country, we do not have a coherent national maritime strategy. And we haven't, and #8217, T had one for decades, as far as I can tell. More than 99% of cargo ships calling American ports are owned, controlled, and built overseas," Kelly said, "with fewer than 100 U.S. flag vessels operating in international commerce." Kelly pointed out that China has spent a generation implementing a comprehensive national maritime strategy and operates more than 5,500 vessels in international commerce. Chinese shipyards, he said, hold 62% of the global order book for merchant vessels, while American builders hold less than 1%. Furthermore, Kelly said, Chinese entities have invested hundreds of billions of dollars around the world in strategic ports and technologies deeply rooted in global commerce and NBSP. "Now, to be clear, I do not believe that the United States should want or seek conflict with China," said Kelly, who has been mentioned as a possible presidential candidate in 2028, "and I do not think it and #8217 is inevitable. But I do believe the best way to avoid conflict is for the Chinese to understand that any conflict will hurt them much more than it will hurt us. And NBSP, to that end, the United States needs to be doing a lot more in the maritime domain. As a nation, we need to develop a national maritime strategy," Kelly said, to applause. And NBSP, the Trump administration recently released its own maritime action plan that Kelly said includes some of the same elements of the Ships Act. But it also includes a tax on cargo arriving aboard foreign flagships unloading at U.S. ports, and on imports coming through ports of entry on land. And NBSP, there is agreement that, in toto, a revival of the U.S. maritime sector is a long-term project that will require years of commitment and investment before meaningful results are realized. Said Kelly, "I use the word maritime intentionally. We can and #8217. T just be focused on shipyards, ports or ships or workforce. This can't be seen just as a problem that can be solved by the Navy or the Coast Guard or the Maritime Administration. We need a whole of industry and a whole of government approach to this." And NBSP, importantly, Kelly said the bill is fighting a time-worn sentiment in Washington that maritime is a zero-sum game, and NBSP, Congress does something to help shipyards, it hurts ports. If Congress does something to help ports, it hurts mariners. So people often think about this and that and #8217 is simply not true. I and #8217 have been following the maritime industry since the 1980s, and these battles were happening back then. And what we have to show for it? Not much. We have fewer ships and we have less competitive shipyards. Ports are no longer state-of-the-art, some are falling apart, and every aspect of the industry is facing workforce challenges, and NBSP, if the American Maritime Industry ISN and #8217, willing to unite around a comprehensive strategy to seriously compete on a global scale, then everybody in the industry will stop, said Kelly. But here in #8217, the good news, for the first time. In nearly 50 years, there is a bipartisan consensus here in Washington, right now, that we need to do more to strengthen the American maritime industry. And that means we have a chance. All of us here, we have a chance to work together to get this done. And NBSP, the 300-page ships bill has had a Senate hearing and Kelly expects one soon in the House of Representatives. I believe we have an opportunity to get something done this year, said Kelly. You have a bipartisan, the majorities in Congress and the administration, all on the same page. That doesn't end #8217 happen often, especially right now. But it will only be successful if the maritime industry sets aside the turf battles and unites to work together to advance our shared goal. Kelly joked that, I end #8217, am a guy who used to have to climb into a rocket ship built by the lowest bidder. That forces you to be an optimist. But I know we can get this done. And NBSP, Kelly encouraged ports and their stakeholders to review the legislation and make suggestions to improve it. The act includes helping ports and port terminal operators divest from Chinese-built ship-to-shore crane, which have been cited as a potential security risk by the U.S. Trade Representative and NBSP. I fully understand how critical it is to make sure that U.S. ports are globally competitive. None of us benefit if cargo destined for the United States is diverted to ports of Canada or Mexico. I get that. Because the global maritime industry really needs a strong American presence on the high seas. The United States is the strongest military in the world, and the world and #8217's largest economy. Why shouldn't and #8217 our maritime industry be the same? And NBSP, Kelly said that the maritime system underpinning global trade was developed by the United States, but is threatened by China's dominant power at sea. In any industry, the Chinese target predominance, said Kelly. Their strategy is to make the entire global industry dependent on Chinese state control, and they and #8217 engage in unfair market practices. They and #8217 do whatever it takes to make that happen. I don't and #8217 think any of us want to see that happen to the maritime industry. Because every aspect of the U.S. maritime industry, workers, ports, shipyards and shipowners, would be so much more worse off. Passage of the Ships Act is a win-win, Kelly said. We and #8217 address a critical vulnerability for our national defense and counter Chinese influence in the global economy. And we and #8217 do all of that while reinvesting in our economy, by bringing more jobs and more manufacturing back to the United States. America has always been a maritime nation. And working together, I know that we can reclaim our maritime heritage. We cannot wait another decade or two because at some point, this gets really, really hard to fix. Read more articles by Stuart Churls and NBSP, here. Related coverage. Here's where container rates will go in extended Iran war as shipping contract talks begin, Suez Canal traffic flowing normally, absent major lines video, Iran attacks refineries, CMA. CGM shuts down all cargo bookings.